When the budget crisis hit in 2010, the state health department was hit hard. Funding for several programs, including dentists for the disabled and elderly in need of treatment, was totally eliminated. Jana Winfrey is the chief of dental health services at the Department of Health.
We here, are entirely supportive of this program, you know, and that they have our support, just no funds.
Since its inception 25 years ago, a large part of DDENT's funding came from the state. DDENT got just more than $130,000 in 2009, which covered about a third of its operating budget, the rest coming from groups like the United Way and Delta Dental Oral Health Foundation. Through DDENT, more than 400 Oklahoma dentists donate care to those in need. DDENT covers the cost of any outside lab work.
Their stories, it's so sad.
Barbara Lopez is DDENT's assistant director.
You know, and they have no other place to go. So it gives us a good feeling to be able to help these people and say, you know, I made a difference in that one person's life, you know.
Before DDENT stepped in, I had pretty bad teeth.
Paul Gilliam is a bashful guy and speaks softly from behind some of the thickest glasses I've ever seen. He's uncomfortable talking about just how bad his teeth had become. But Blanchard dentist and DDENT participant Travis Turney remembers vividly as he looks at Paul's x-rays.
You know, he had several teeth, and it's hard to tell in this x-ray, but essentially all his teeth were severely broken, had a lot of decay, were causing a lot of pain. So they were causing enough pain to where he really wasn't able to chew and eat properly on them, so he basically wasn't eating enough or hardly anything at all. So.
And Paul says losing his vision started a chain reaction of misfortune in his life.
I lost all my coverage. I lost my job. And then it just got progressively worse, and, you know, you have to try and keep up your house, and then you have to try to get a ride to the grocery store, whatever. And, you know, there's a certain point folk just give up.
That was Paul's life before Dr. Turney pulled his teeth and replaced them with new dentures at no cost. Now he recalls with a broad, flawless smile how his life has changed since being approached by DDENT.
It was pretty awesome. And from what everybody tells me, they can't get me to quit smiling or quit talking now.
DDENT Executive Director Shirley Harris says the organization was helping about 800 disabled, elderly, and uninsured people per year before funding cuts. Now that number is more like 600 per year.
But we have to go out and see if there's other funders out there who will give us some money to continue this operation, because it's all oral health.
And have you had to actually turn people away at any point?
Oh, yes. And we have a long waiting list, a very long waiting list. And that's so hard to tell people if it's going to be maybe 6 months to 3 years. But it gives them hope.
Despite long waiting lists and the total elimination of its state funding, DDENT's mission continues, and even recently expanded to include veterans. Ironically, DDENT still receives its most referrals from the state health department. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.